he becomes the nominee, he will, around tax time.
Rather than sort of have multiple releases of tax returns, we'll wait until the tax returns for the recent year are completed and then release them.
CBS's Sarah Boxer says everyone knows Romney is wealthy.
We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars here for this guy to be sort of rolling through Hard Knocks, Scrabble towns, and telling people that he can relate to them. It's sort of contradictory to their message in certain ways. You know, that being said, their message also is that he's a businessman and he's turned around businesses and he could turn around the economy.
Romney said today after deductions, he probably paid federal taxes of something on the order of 15% on his income. Turkey is snapping back at Texas governor and presidential contender Rick Perry, who questioned Turkey's membership in NATO.
A country that is being ruled by what many would perceive to be Islamic terrorists.
That was during the debate on Fox last night. Turkish officials say that's a baseless charge. State Department spokesman Mark Toner agreed.
We believe that Turkey is a stalwart ally within NATO, as well as bilaterally.
Five bodies have been recovered, leaving 24 still unaccounted for in the capsized luxury cruise ship Costa Concordia. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
They were at a gathering point, so clearly they were trying to leave the ship. They were all wearing their life jackets. Obviously, they ended up in the part of the ship that went under.
The tape has been released. The captain being ordered back to the ship by the Coast Guard commander after abandoning it during the evacuation. The captain is under house arrest now. Orange County DA Tony Rakakis told reporters today in Yorba Linda, California, the 23-year-old Iraq War veteran charged with stabbing four homeless men to death.
We'll be proving that the defendant planned all of these murders in advance, that he stalked his victims, that he looked for the right opportunity to execute them. He did execute them, and we'll also be proving that he had additional victims already selected.
May have sounded like opening arguments, but it was a news conference. Three of the victims were stabbed more than 40 times each. The defendant's father, who is homeless, says his son came back from Iraq a very changed person. A DEA agent who sued after video of his oopsie wound wound up on YouTube has lost his case. Lee Page was giving school kids a lecture on gun safety.
I'm the only one in this room professional enough that I know of who cares about it.
He wasn't all right. He shot himself in the leg and became a laughingstock. That's the reason he sued. On Wall Street, the Dow up 65 points, NASDAQ up 20. Oil prices $100 and change a barrel. This is CBS News.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Now, don't laugh. You'd work up a sweat separating a sheep from its coat, too.
For generations, the Olympic Games have tested strength and agility. Now there's a push to add another sport, sheep shearing. The New Zealand farm lobby says sheep shearing should at least become a demonstration sport at the Olympics, arguing it takes athletic prowess. The men's record holder, for instance, took the wool off 749 lambs in 8 hours. It's unknown whether sheep shearing could clear the high hurdles the International Olympic Committee has for sports it allows into the games. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
By the year 2025, the goal is to have effective ways to prevent Alzheimer's disease and to treat it if it does occur. The Obama administration has released the draft of what it calls the National Alzheimer's Plan. Experts began a two-day meeting today to help come up with the details of an approach. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. The easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Tonight in Atascadero, California, it's supposed to get down to 23 degrees. 23 on the Central Coast, that's not a temperature, it's a day.
And now, here's Bill Binica!
23 degrees. Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. Hi, how are you today? Weather was, it says things are starting to go colder. You know, we're starting to get wintry, and none too soon, I suppose. And then this weekend, Friday, with some showers perhaps, a Saturday rain, Sunday rain. We'll all be indoors anyway. Won't matter to us. No longer. All right, now, all this stuff going on about this crazy ship sinking here, the Costa Concordia. And so here's the weird facts that are coming out, some of the weird facts. The captain may have, at the request of the head waiter, been doing like a flyover, a flyby, you know, going real close to the thing because his parents lived on the island. So, and so then another weird fact that came out was the captain made a cell phone call to his mother, you know, to, I guess, to say he was okay. I mean, the conversation probably went something like, Mamma mia, you see the ship is a-sinking on the television, but I'm perfectly safe, I'm fine. And she goes, how in the world you would know if you're going to be fine if the ship sink all the way? He said, Mamma mia, I'm the first one off.
The opinions expressed on Talk Is Cheaper, Bills, the callers, and the occasional stray that wanders in the studio, they're not necessarily those of the owners, management, sponsors, staff, delivery people, janitorial service. Consider this a personal invitation to pick up the phone and exercise your constitutional right to express your opinion.
This is the captain being told to get back on the ship. We don't speak Italian, but I'm just letting you know. They told him, get back on your ship. For God's sake, get back on your ship.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed. Which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter Internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers Agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
It's based on stuff, for gosh sakes. Are you kidding? You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Mike a call. And don't forget, for your business needs and all that industrial hazard mat stuff and all that, you have you get rid of the son, Josh. All right, let's talk about today. Who's it's what's it's according to the Tribune, the things that happened we need to find out about. Our highlight in history: on January 17th of 1994, the 6.7 magnitude Northridge earthquake struck Southern California, killing at least 72 people, scaring the bejeebers out of folks. On this date in 1917, the United States paid Denmark 25 mil for the Virgin Islands, and that's when they were still virgin. In 1945, Soviet and Polish forces liberated Warsaw during World War II. 1989, five children were shot to death at the Cleveland Elementary School in Stockton by a drifter, Patrick Purdy, who then killed himself. Our birthday today, Betty White is 90 today. We'll have a little clip from Betty White when she did Saturday Night Live. International Boxing Hall of Famer Muhammad Ali is 70. Actor comedian Jim Carrey is 50. First Lady Michelle Obama is 48 today. Actress Zoe Dashiell is 32. We'll say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you. It's your birthday today, today, today.
Happy birthday to you.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul. And all over the San Luis Obispo International Film Festival, which is going to take place March 7th through the 11th, the 18th annual San Luis Obispo International Film Festival. And we'll be getting Wendy Edson in here. We'll start to talk about it. We'll get the movie makers in here. We'll talk to them. It's exciting times are dead ahead.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Hi, this is Bill for CalCoastNews.com. Danny Lipko, a legendary entertainment promoter and ticket supplier for Central Coast venues from the Pozo Saloon to the California Mid-State Fair, died Saturday at the age of 59. Lipko, whose entertainment contributions included promoting musicians such as B.B. King and Merle Haggard, died in a San Joaquin Community Hospital after a brief illness. Danny was special. He will be missed dearly, said the Boo Boo Records owner, Mike White. He selected us by the Central Coast Valitix ticket sellers. He selected him to be that. After the Bakersfield promoter took over Valitix in the 90s, he expanded the business to include the Central Coast, selling tickets for venues such as the Avila Beach Golf Resort and the Pozo Saloon. He's a generous, kind man who meant the world to us, said the Rhonda Beanway, owner of Pozo Saloon. He was a great mentor to Levi, Rhonda's son, and Pozo Saloon promoter. Other folks in the news. Here's a guy who's not quite right. A 21-year-old man was arrested after a stop for failing to have his children in seatbelts, and that turned into a high-speed chase. This up in Shandon shortly before 10 a.m. on Monday. Jose Cabrera sped through Shandon neighborhoods running stop signs and causing a motorcyclist to collide with a vehicle. The biker suffered minor injuries and was ejected from his bike. Car chase ended when Cabrera crashed into a boulder. He then deserted his children and took off on foot, hopping fences and running through backyards. CHP officers found Cabrera hiding near the Shandon riverbed. Officers booked him into San Luis Obispo County Jail on charges of felony child abuse, DUI, a felony warrant. Guy's not a good guy. Bad things all at once. All right, now, one of the state's most enduring controversial public works projects, the Peripheral Canal, took a subtle step forward last week after rejection of a proposal to put its future in the hands of the legislature. An assembly committee killed a plan to require lawmakers' approval before construction of the Peripheral Canal could proceed. The project, touted as a key component of the state water project, would divert water for exports south around the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Water from the SWP could eventually augment San Luis Obispo County supplies by as much as 25,000 acre-feet annually. Assemblywoman Allison Huber of El Dorado Hills wanted the legislature to have authority to bar construction of the canal if it would adversely affect the Delta or its residents' water rights and quality and supply. The measure would have banned construction of such a canal if it would impact the Delta or its residents in ways ranging from imposing a financial burden to negatively affecting water rights and quality and, once again, supply. Other things happening today in our world. You may have heard about the man that was hit by a train in Oceano on Friday, had to have his arm amputated. He was hit, and it's not sure why at this point. Now, this is an uncovered San Luis Obispo story by Karen Veely, and this is a doozy. San Luis Obispo County has its share of dirty politics, including slate mailers used in 2010 sheriff campaign and the impersonating of opponents by a 1998 Assemblyman's Campaign Committee, both of which led to the Fair Political Practice Commission investigations. Aside from focusing on the issue, this year's District 3 supervisor race already includes allegations of an imposter phone call to a resident and letters to the editor of the local daily taking aim at a candidate from authors who may not be who they say they are. A few weeks ago, a District 3 resident sent a letter to the editor of the San Luis Obispo Tribune. The day it ran, the resident received a voice message from a caller illicitly claiming to be District 3 supervisor candidate Ed Waggy, which we will play for you. Hi, name redacted by request. Read your letter in the Tribune. Are you a communist or a socialist or both or maybe a Marxist? This is Ed Waggy. Just wanted to let you know what I thought of your letter. The opinion writer is a friend of Waggy, and no, it was not his voice on the recording. Flo County politics has seen a history of dirty tricks that include stolen yard sign campaigns and untraceable authors of letters to the editor of the local paper spreading one-sided rumors. In the past few months, the true identities of the authors of several letters to the editor posted on the Tribune are one of the new times that bash Waggy appear unascertainable. For example, a letter was posted in the New Times on November 22nd, which said it was from Jan Woam of Arroyo Grande, and the letter slammed Waggy, saying that the public needed to be protected from Waggy and his views. Another letter, allegedly from the same person, appeared in the Tribune on December 12th. This time, the writer of the letter claimed to be a resident of Pismo Beach while demeaning Waggy, saying that he will launch another campaign of deception. Our researches of several databases and phone logs by Cal Coast News and a local private detective show no one by that name appears to be living in the area. That same day, another letter was posted in the Tribune bashing Waggy, this time from Troy Johnson, who allegedly a Pismo Beach resident. Efforts by the Cal Coast News staff and the private investigator attempted to locate anyone in Pismo Beach named Troy Johnson and also bore no fruit. District 3 includes a large portion of San Luis Obispo, Avila Beach, Pismo, and Grover, and Adam Hill, a former Cal Poly instructor, defeated incumbent Jerry Linthal in 2008 to claim that seat. I'll play it for you right here. I'll play you this phone call. Depending on how many minutes it takes this computer to sort it through. Okay. Already, huh? Embarrassed before. Perhaps, you know, here's the other thing, too. I maybe should check this out first, because we may not even have anything to do it. I have no idea. Let me try one more thing. There's no feeds detected on this page. So, that's an indication that it's not going to work. You can go to calcoastnews.com yourself. Every day, any time of the day, 24/7, they're not going to shut down for 24 hours because of SOPA, because it doesn't affect Cal Coast News, but like Wikipedia. But here's the deal: you can go and you can click on the little ding ding, and you can hear the what the phone message sounded like. It wasn't pleasant. Anyway, that's what's going on in our world, according to CalCoastNews.com. Don't forget to listen to KYNS. Or Talk Is Cheap specifically by clicking on Talk Is Cheap in the upper right-hand corner. You can listen live, and we'll have Karen Velian on Friday right after the news, and we'll be talking about what's happening this week.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Hey, that couldn't happen to a nicer guy there. Okay, let's see what we got here. There's some interesting stuff going on. Let's talk about one thing right away, because it's got to be what's going on. And that is this amazing accident that happened on the Hokie Bridge. One of the Hokie, that's actually the Hokie Bridges, they're called. And this truck, now they haven't even speculated yet out loud why the gravel truck would have hit the lady from the back in the fast lane, because there are two lanes on north and southbound there, so I'm not sure either. like I said to you, having gone to Santa Barbara every day, every weekend for 10 years, both directions, the little curve there thing. A lot of people, it's like the curve right out here by the Radio Central Coast. People have to show how fast they can actually do it. It's a challenge. When they see it, it's a challenge. Okay, let's not worry about the speed limit. Let's not worry about safety. Let's see how fast I can get through this little chicane here. Anyway, here's the amazing part, was this mother and two children survived this thing, and then luckily the Navy Seabees happened to be in the group and had this forklift with an extended arm that could hold the car up. I mean, how fortuitous was that? Unbelievable. But here's the other thing, too. Now, because of the death of the truck driver, you can't obviously use this in a commercial, but here's, I'm going to have to say that I want a shout-out for BMW. And here they basically said, as much as that, I mean, that car was, you couldn't tell what that car was. There wasn't a thing left on that car to tell what it was. And yet they said the passenger compartment, the reason these people survived, the passenger compartment remained pretty much intact. I mean, it was like very intact. And so there's some fraction, they're not saying much about what's going on with the people. The baby's okay and has been released from the hospital, the 10-month-old. The 10-year-old and mom, they don't release information about it, but somebody that has some knowledge of it and is not supposed to tell us told us that there might be some fracture issues with them. But basically, they're doing fine. Yeah, that was amazing. Just amazing. But, later on down the road, we might get part of the investigation and figure out what, because I understand if somebody has a sports car and they say, okay, I'm going to see how fast I can go through this thing right here, this S-curve. I'll see how fast I can do it. But a gravel truck usually isn't one of the people that are included in that. So I have no notion of that. I mentioned Betty White's birthday is today, and it's her 90th, and so she was on Saturday Night Live.
You know, I'm not new to live TV. In 1952, I started my first live sitcom, which was Life of Elizabeth. And, of course, back then, we didn't want to do it live. We just didn't know how to tape things.
Well, I don't know what this show's excuse is.
If you missed it, it's what a lot of people are going to be talking about at work today. Betty White's hilarious stint hosting SNL, and a lot of the show's funniest female alums came back as well, including Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Molly Shannon. White thanked her fans who took to Facebook demanding that SNL give her the gig while at the same time keeping her tongue firmly in her cheek.
I have so many people to thank for being here, but I really have to thank Facebook. When I first heard about the campaign to get me to host Saturday Night Live, I didn't know what Facebook was. And now that I do know what it is, I have to say, it sounds like a huge waste of time.
Betty, a lot of people feel that way, but many others do not. Betty White helped SNL, by the way, score its best ratings performance since November 1st of 2008. That was just before Election Day, and of course, Tina Fey with her Sarah Palin impersonations, a huge hit then. Well, another great moment came when Betty joined Will Forte for his MacGruber skits. MacGruber is, of course, the show's spin on MacGyver, but a little bit dumber.
MacGruber, do you still have scars from when you had your breast reduction surgery?
No, I don't, because I never had one.
Oh, he's embarrassed.
We have gone over this before. This is not story time. We are trying to defuse a freaking bomb here. Nana.
She's just playing dead. Yeah, she does this all the time for attention. Good job, Nana. Really mature. 88 years old. Really freaking mature. Everyone knows you're still alive. Check your breast tissue. I saw that. I win.
She is hilarious.
She did great. She did. I think she did a great job.
Yeah, when you look back over her history, going back to the Mary Tyler Moore Show and all of that, she's one of the funniest people ever. And it's great to see her at the age of 88 still kicking it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Age of 90 now, and she was a lot of fun on TV last night. Anyway, it was a hoot. Here, Bill, this is Talk of Sheep, your Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining me today. We have okay weather today, cold tonight. Tonight's really going to be cold. It's going to be, 27, 28 in San Luis Obispo, 22 or 23 or something up in Atascadero. Abnormal is what I'd say. so I'm sticking to it, too. All right. Other things that are going on. Here's a huge story today about this thing about the peeper case. Asks who is an offender. So the issue is if you do a peeping Tom affair, you know, should you have to register as a sex offender? And this article goes on forever. And this involves a 20-year-old San Luis Obispo woman who screamed when she stepped out of her bathroom and spied a hand holding a video camera outside the window. The woman later learned her 30-year-old male neighbor, Caleb Riley Mulligan, was the culprit. He was a friend who had just visited her home. She said she was going to take a shower and going to bed. County Deputy District Attorney Christy ML successfully prosecuted Mulligan for using a camera to secretly videotape an undressed person. But ML's argument to register Mulligan as a sex offender was denied by Judge Michael Duffy in San Luis Obispo Superior Court. So that didn't matter. So you have to read that. This goes on and on, this whole thing. I would say, Peeping Tom, you know, when you get to be an adult, and I will go ahead and use the cutoff age of 18, okay, even though that's still creepy. If you've got to be a Peeping Tom and you're over the age of 18 years old, if you're over the age of 12, really, maybe 13, 14 on the outside, then that's just creepy stuff. And so I don't know if that's a sex offender violation or just plain creepy. I'm not sure. And then I don't know what happens. Whatever. I don't remember. There was the ESPN lady or something. Somebody took a picture of her in the shower. I don't know whatever happens with that. Anyway, this wasn't really what happened with the story. The story is more about, you know, what goes from there. There's legislation in the works, though. California Assemblyman Tom Amiano from San Francisco has proposed a bill regarding sex offense registration involves several of the points raised by local attorneys. A 10-year period involved a criminal who didn't commit a violent sex crime, had a lower moderate risk in state-authorized psychological assessments used to determine recidivism. A 20-year requirement would include moderate risk or whether an individual has committed a violent offense. A lifetime registrant would be a high-risk predator who may have repeated a sex crime, been a violent act, or had multiple crimes since the initial conviction. It's all distasteful. All right, other things going on here. Another big, huge story today in the Tribune about this guy here, who's a relative of John Muir, Robert Hanna, who's a great-great-grandson of famed naturalist John Muir. And so he had an idea that he would spend a life spending wild places, but he had to lose his office job first to get it. So he always wanted to go out there and be like his great-great-grandfather, but he never, you know, did it. Then all of a sudden he started doing it. And so there's a whole article on this. Here's the thing. I'm involved in this myself. You may be, you know, if you're close to middle age. You're in your 50s. So you have the doctors give you baby aspirin. And a lot of people take baby aspirin. They have a number here someplace. Anyway, but they did a study of 100,000 participants. They did all these cross exams and thingies and all that stuff, the aspirin day stuff. This is the baby aspirin. And they said it's really not that effective. Here's what it said, basically. In the combined analysis, the researchers found that regular aspirin users were 10% less likely than others to have any type of heart event and 20% less likely to have a non-fatal heart attack. Well, that sounds like good news. The study showed that the risk of regular aspirin outweighed the benefits. They understand that you have stomach problems from it, and so people develop a lot of internal grief from taking the aspirin itself. So... And I've heard this. It's a back and forth argument that goes on. So, you know, I brought this up with my doctor and said, Dr. Donaldson at the VA, and said, you know, I just read that they said this wasn't today. This was a while back. I said, I just read that this baby aspirin thing maybe isn't that great, and I don't have a greater insights to begin with. So he said, well, I'd stay on it. I would like you to stay on it. So maybe, you know, well, probably because I'm chubby and, you know, middle aged. So that's probably it. Okay. All right. I'll go along with the prognosis. Hey, you know what's going on today? We're being sponsored in part by the Swiss Dental Center and Dr. Carol Phillips, who can do the job for you. And one thing you can do is you can go online. Go to Swiss Dental Center online and check out. They have all kinds of testimonials of wonderful things that have happened for people because they went and saw Dr. Carol.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a $1 million smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
The Children's Resource Network of the Central Coast is changing lives. The primary focus is to provide local children in need with clothing, shoes, backpacks, school supplies, blankets, and more. Make sure and ask about the newly added Teens Closet. If you or you know someone who is in need of the Children's Resource Network, you can contact Lisa Ray at 709-8673. Children's Resource Network of the Central Coast.
All children should be raised in healthy and nurturing homes free from abuse and neglect. There are many ways you can help. Support community activities and public policies that prioritize prevention. Get to know the children in your life and know how to connect families to resources available in your community. For information, referrals, and answers to parenting questions, contact the Kansas Children's Service League Parent Helpline at 800-332-6378 or visit us online, kcsl.org.
I'm on my way myself. Yeah. Just call me Alice. Hi, you're Bill. Actually, I'm not Alice at all. This is Bill Beck. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS, your news station. I have phone numbers if you want to call in. 786-2578. 786-2578 and 1-866-937-1340. It is Taco Tuesday at Spencer's. What time is it? I got this out in plenty of time. Taco Tuesday at Spencer's. Get to Spencer's. Get the tacos. Two for a buck. Two tacos for a dollar. Are you serious? All right. You can't go wrong on that deal. And then and don't forget that also they have everything else at Spencer's. I'll tell you an experiment we tried. You know, when you get used to slow roasted coffee, slow roasted coffee is so good. It is so good. It's so good. It's so good. So I just, if you try anything else and you say, well, you know, I'm going to try something else to see what's like, you're going to be disappointed. You're forgetting. There's nothing like it. So just forget Spencer's has a great selection of slow roasted coffee. I encourage you to go there and get that. Then they have, here they have a boneless rump roast, $3.69 a pound. And I'm not even sure what you do with a rump roast, but there it is. And then Spencer's own Italian sausage is $2.99 a pound, which is always great. And then they have flankage steaks for $5.99 a pound. These have become very popular, flank steaks. And then they have other great things like boneless country-style strips of the Prairie Fork fresh chops. So they're great. They're $2.49 a pound. And then let me give you one other thing that you're going to love. Is their thick sliced platter bacon for $3.99 a pound. You're going to love it, love it, love it. Then they got all the great things. They got the farm fresh produce and everything. Plus they have the things you need for chipping and dipping. Here's your 1-pound package of baby carrots for $1.29 each. Fresh jicama, 79 cents a pound. What else can you dip in here? Sweet onions in case you're going to make something else, $1.99 each. There's just lots of good stuff. And then you go to the deli department, you go, I need some stuff. And they have it. They have these pizzas that are Noble Roman's Taken Big Pizzas. They're 2 for $10. They got chicken wings. They got rotisserie chickens. They got all kinds of salads. You can have trays made, food trays and food platters made. Everything, if you like meat and cheese and all that. They'll take care of you. You can ask them. Actually, they have a huge selection of what you can get. So you can ask them, say, what can I get? And they'll tell you. So, and they got chippy dippies, and they got, what do you call it, vegetable platters with a dip. They got the whole darn thing right there at Spencer's in 5 locations on the Central Coast. So when you're watching playoffs, watching the Pro Bowl, or the big game coming up in February, of course, the Super Bowl, get to Spencer's first in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Aurora Grande, and Santa Maria. You're going to like it. Who else in the news today? What else we got lined up here? Let's see what I got up here. Let me tell you this story that's in the paper today. And this was too bad in one way, but I guess they were very understanding, which is really, I'm glad to hear that. Probably they're going to get sued, I guess is really what's going to come down to. But they claim to be very understanding. It's only a paragraph or two. Let me read this to you. Company that began advertising for a lifelike Steve Jobs doll, won't sell the figurine after all because of a pressure from family and Apple lawyers. Now, they claim it's for the pressure from the family, not so much the lawyers. And Icons is the name of the place, had planned to offer the one-foot-tall figure dressed in Jobs' trademark black mock turtleneck, rimless glasses, and jeans. San Jose Mercury News reports the company posted a statement on its website Sunday saying it had received immense pressure to drop the plan and made the decision out of its heartfelt sensitivity to the feelings of the Jobs family. Yeah, right. Jobs died October 5th, and Icons had intended to start shipping the doll in February. The company says any money received for pre-orders will be returned. Now, here's the thing that was interesting about that. It was the most realistic doll I've ever seen. Really. I mean, it looked exactly like Steve Jobs. Amazing. It's probably you can do now with computers. I don't know how it works. All right, but if you think that's weird, in 30 seconds we're going to have a story about the human Barbie offers child liposuction.
You can't manufacture pride. But pride builds great cars. And you'll find it in the people at Toyota all across America. Who help create our vehicles. Like the Sienna, rolling off the line here in the U.S.
Time now for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding a gift from the human Barbie. For those of you unfamiliar with the human Barbie, that's the moniker of a woman in the U.K. who spent close to $1 million on plastic surgery. And now she's passing along those same traits and values to her 7-year-old daughter. Yes, that's right. For Christmas this year, Sarah Berg, a.k.a. the Human Barbie, gave her 7-year-old daughter Poppy a voucher for liposuction. Why? Because it's legal to get actual liposuction when you're 7, of course. This way, with the voucher, Poppy can wait until she's old enough. Mom tells the UK's Daily Mail, quote, "She asks for surgery all the time. She wants to look good, and lipo is one of those procedures that will always come in handy." Oh, but wait, there's more. For Poppy's last birthday, Mom gave her a voucher for breast enlargement surgery. Quote, "If she develops naturally big boobs, she can have something else done with it." See, that's very forward thinking on Mom's part. Mom also made headlines when she taught her then 6-year-old daughter to pole dance. Now, I know what you're thinking. This mom is sending all the wrong messages to this little girl. Her defense, quote, "I get angry when strangers say I'm a bad mother because I don't think there's any harm in giving her this gift. Poppy is a normal kid who's good at sports and loves playing outside. Girls don't want Snow White and Cinderella anymore." Now, for the record, Snow White and Cinderella aren't exactly great role models either. All that lounging around, sleeping, waiting for some guy to come wake you up or give you a shoe. But this lady with the surgery vouchers, I gotta say, she kind of makes Cinderella look like Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Now, we reached out to, look her up. We reached out to Sarah Berg, who says that the media is getting it all wrong. She says she's a, quote, "associate of plastic surgery companies," end quote, whatever that means. And, quote, "This is my trade. If I was a dentist, would people still be up in arms about it?" Yeah. If you were a dentist giving your 7-year-old plastic surgery vouchers, I still think people would be up in arms about it. Sarah says, quote, "I see these vouchers as investing in her future, like saving money for her education." You know what else is investing in her future, like saving money for her education? Saving money for her education. I'll take education over surgery any day of the week. There's so much less swelling, for one thing. Besides that, putting money in a 529 plan has never, not once, landed anyone on the ridiculous.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. I know we're not going to get into a discussion about Barbie's a bad role model because of how she's shaped and all that. Who cares? I did that vouchery thing here this last year for the kids' birthdays. I gave them a little thing that said this is good for one movie of your choice for dinner, wherever you want to go. Because luckily they know about real expensive places, you know. And then, I'm not crazy, and popcorn and a Coke at the movies, because I wasn't sure Dad would go for that, so I wanted to make sure it was in the voucher. I worked out a little. They were hot. I'm trying to think where we went. Where are we going? One of them wanted to go to the Habit, so I went to the Habit for one of them. And Nancy's right now at home going, "You idiot. Where'd the other one want to go?" And not it wasn't fast food. It wasn't like fast food. They wanted to go someplace else. I can't remember. I ate it, whatever it was. So, I'm proud of myself. Oh, I know where we went. I was wrong. The littlest one, you know, the Habit's fine, and a little puppy dog movie's good and all that stuff. The other one, it was Harry Potter's Deathly Hallows Part 7, Part 2. It was popcorn and a Coke, and it was McClintock's Dining House. But to tell you the truth, it was my suggestion, McClintock's Dining House, and he didn't really care about the food there. He did when he got there. He had a good time. He loved the water pouring and all that kind of stuff. Had water poured in his head. Yeah, that was pretty special. All that was fine and dandy. But that, I think I told you this. The reason we went there was they used to have in the gift shop, tanned, I guess you'd call it, bull scrotums. You know, and I thought, you know, any 10-year-old guy would get a kick out of that. But they didn't have them anymore. So the dinner ended up costing me a lot of money because they didn't have the other thing. I say, Bill, you're a little weird on that. No, it's not weird. To watch kids react to these ridiculous things that happen in the world, you know, that's the most fun thing in the whole wide world. If you say, you know what, they have petrified bull scrotums, and they look at you and they just laugh and laugh, and they say, no, they don't. I'll take you down there and show you. And they didn't have it. But then again, you know what, they do have it, McClintock's, and they have turkey nuts. And I say, you know what, they have turkey nuts. Well, what are they? They're turkey nuts.
And so they could just laugh and carry on about all that. And then they love those things. Well, I'll tell you, they're right in the program of those. So that's what I like. You know, it's like you go to Disneyland. It's fun to have little kids or to be around little kids. It's just to watch how they react to stuff because they're just kids are so good. All right, that's it. They're just fun. All right, here's the thing right here. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on. I wanted to read a letter. Well, I wanted to read a letter from yesterday. Because I think it's important. And you know what? This is without being too preachy. This is not, because I don't think this is being preachy. There's times that, you know, there's times that people in the Tribune, they write a letter that's pretty darn preachy. But this is, I don't think preachy. I think this is real. Speaking of children, I admit to being an imperfect parent of a teenager. However, several years ago, I made the decision to put forth effort to be a better parent to my daughter by changing behavior that I recognized wasn't conducive to my being a healthy role model for her. Weekday mornings in Templeton create a traffic jam of personal vehicles, often filled with parents holding cell phones up to their ears, chatting while driving their children to school. It's not random behavior. It's typical. To those parents, I ask a couple of questions. What do you think you're teaching your children in your decision to ignore laws regarding cell phone use? Will you expect your children to do the right thing when they learn to drive, and do you recognize that they do see you doing this and everything else you do? Cell phone use, alcohol use, respect for others, honesty, they're all different sides of the same coin. Are you presenting yourself as someone your children can respect, or are you presenting yourself as someone who will be easily disregarded because of your blatant hypocrisy? Just wondering. Jerry Luther from Dublin wrote it. You've got a point. I'm sorry. You've got a good point. It's an interesting thing, too, about, you know, when you see somebody on a cell phone now, or obviously texting, but let's just go with a cell phone, because that's more obviously detectable. There's an arrogance to it that, you know, that it's against the law, and yet people are going to go, well, I'm going to do it anyway. It's like if you constantly ran stop signs and cut people off. You know, I mean, it'd be the same. It's not the same thing. It's not as dangerous, but it's still craziness that, you know, you have laws and people go, I'm breaking that one. I don't care. But that law doesn't apply to me. Don't quite get it. Don't quite get it, but okay. Don't quite get it. All right. Because now we have the new thing. We have the Los Angeles thing has finally come to the Central Coast. I mean, it used to be a little bit, you know, and I've told you this before, it used to happen, you know, now and then. But now it's just, as we get crowded, more rats in the cage, sometimes it's hard to catch lights. You can't, like, there's traffic lights that you can't. Everybody in the left turn lane isn't going to make it in one shot. That's how traffic we've gotten in some places. So it amazes you. It absolutely astounds me to see people who will go through. The light has already turned green for the people going straight, and yet they just kind of bully their way through the intersection, figuring, "Well, why would you come out? And why would you come and get in a collision with me?" Yeah, I'm thinking harder about that every day. I say to myself, "You know, here's why I do it. I had the right of way." I know, you're Sam Benica. There's something wrong with you. Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Okay. All right. Other things going on. This is Ron Allen. Ron Allen? Hi, Lon. Change your name to Ron because it's easier for me to remember, apparently. Lon Allen writes about the Atascadero. And he's he has a great history of how the corner where the Carlton is evolved from its inception and its first building to other things. Anyway. But now they're talking about, thanks to Jack and Natalie Doris, the move of the very popular Colby Jack Cafe in the building in November, there are people walking the sidewalk, people waiting for the traffic signal, there's people trying to find a place to park. I saw a group from the Red Hat Society meeting there last Friday. I assume because they had red hats. Is that how you use that? What else is involved in the Red Hat Society? What else do they do? Anyway, where they seem to have fun, wherever they gather. Sure. Everybody's in a red hat and a Bozo the Clown nose. It appears the glory days of the Carlton as Atascadero's downtown go-to place has taken on new life once again. It is a good way for Atascadero to be starting. Is Colby Jack's the thing? I don't know, maybe they're still there. Is that what's on the Mesa? I think Colby Jack's was on the Mesa, where the little food store is and some other things. Anyway, I have to confess I never was there. There's a burger joint up on the Mesa across from there. That is absolutely fab, if you ever get a chance. I don't remember the name of that either. Because I'm, you know, I'm approaching middle age and I can't remember all that stuff. So anyway, but there, it's really, 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 really a good burger. I mean, I'm really a good burger. I'm serious about that. It's across the street. I don't know the name. Okay. It's not important. Because you know how to get there now. Okay. Other things are going on. How thirsty will Templeton be? Aha. Uh-huh. Workshop tonight will address question of whether a town of 7,500 needs its own drinking water treatment plant. Yeah. Future allocations will also be discussed, including a 1,500 customer waiting list dating back to 1989 for new single-family unit hookups. The Nascimento Water Project now online. The Community Service District hopes to initially sell 50 to 75 water units, but officials want to look toward the future, especially if you've got 1,500 people waiting in line, you think. They want to look for over the next 100 years. Good luck. The plant could typically treat about, a treatment plant would also address state requirements on water salts. The plant could typically treat about 400,000 gallons of water per day, but would have a maximum capacity of 1 million gallons per day. Costs associated with the facility have been established. A workshop set for 5 p.m. today at the district boardroom next to the fire department at 206 Fifth Avenue in Templeton, California. If you want to go and figure out what you're going to do for water. Okay. Steal somebody else's. Well, and speaking of water, the San Luis Obispo refinances water fund debt. Well, this is a good idea. Taking advantage of low interest rates, the city of San Luis Obispo is set to sell $5.48 million of water revenue bonds Wednesday that would replace a 2002 bond refinancing. That would save the city's water fund about $50,000 a year until the bonds mature in 2023, City Utilities Director Kerry Natalie said in a news release. Called a refunding in the municipal bond market, Wednesday's issue replaces the remaining principal of a $9.485 million bond sale from 2002. It is a good idea, you know, and like radio stations sometimes do. Sometimes radio stations don't own everything that they have. I have no idea about this one. I'm sure we must own this computer or else we'd do something else. But a lot of times people just, they finance, they go through a finance thing for the equipment they have. I know because I worked for a station that did that. And then when the interest rates went down, you know, from the first time it was leased, the leasing contract, when it went down, the interest rates, you could release it with somebody else. And we did. But it was interesting, you know, what happened about it. Supervisors are considering a proposed truancy law be discussed under the proposed ordinance. Law enforcement officers would be able to temporarily detain a minor they believe to be truant during school hours. The officer would be empowered to return that minor to school or her parents or legal guardian, because her parents are there. There are exceptions to when an officer would be able to act according to the proposed ordinance, such as if a minor has permission from a school to be off campus or is heading for a doctor's appointment. Which they're all going to say, you know what I mean? What are you doing? Doctor's appointment. I know I've used that one many times. Then when they got to really began to realize who it was when I was young, they said, you know, your family can't afford doctors that much. Oh, well, you know, it's a real cheap doctor. He doesn't have a license. That's fun. All right. So the usual's going on with these crazy presidential debates. Everybody's ganging up on Romney. Now, and here was a comment that was made that was kind of interesting. And Newt Gingrich said of the president, he said, you know, more people are on food stamps now than have ever been on food stamps under any president in the entire world. And so that's all Barack Obama's fault, which is, of course, insidiously not true. You know, he didn't – Barack Obama inherited this recession or depression or whatever the hell you call it, and so therefore a lot of more people are qualified to be on food stamps who certainly don't want to be. They have no work. So he's right, yes, but it has nothing to do with Barack Obama. You know, this is where these things get kind of wacky. You know, these facts get thrown around. They get really kind of stupid. They're not facts at all. Okay. Now, the Pakistanis appear to be helping us once again with drone strikes, analysts say. Two apparent U.S. drone attacks last week on militant targets in Pakistan tribal areas bordering Afghanistan likely signal the resumption of joint counterintelligence operations. The reported strike would be the first in Pakistan since U.S.-led NATO forces killed 25 Pakistani soldiers in a friendly fire incident. So I had news reports over the weekend quoted anonymous Pakistani military officials saying the chief of the Pakistani Taliban was among four insurgents killed Thursday in a drone attack. A Pakistani Taliban spokesman denied the claim. So anyway, it's a good thing, I guess. whatever relationship we have with Pakistan, if it can be good at all, I guess. Hard to say. You're never sure. Okay, other things going on. Hawthorne Rocket Ventures Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, which is a big mouthful, I'll tell you that, again delayed its mission to rendezvous with the International Space Station. The company, better known as SpaceX, planned to send its Dragon capsule into space aboard the 18-story Falcon 9 rocket on February 7th from Cape Canaveral. But Monday, the company has said more engineering work was needed. SpaceX said it was working with NASA to establish a new target date. So, yeah, the engine didn't work. Everything's going on. I don't know what to tell you. I haven't formed an opinion of this whatsoever. The president of the American Psychiatric Association says he's very open to a request from the U.S. Army to come up with an alternative name for post-traumatic stress disorder, so the troops returning from combat will feel less stigmatized and more encouraged to seek treatment. Dr. John Oldham said he is looking at the possibility of updating the association's diagnostic manual, the new subcategory for PTSD. Subcategory could be combat post-traumatic stress injury or a similar term. Now, if you have a post-traumatic stress disorder and you consider that a stigma, you have to have a, what is it again here? Combat post-traumatic stress injury. Is there less of a stigma with that? I don't think so. It needs to be something really obscure, like panning for gold, baking a lemon cake, throw in a javelin. What do you have? Throw in a javelin. How do you get that? Yeah, you get it. See, that would have less stigma. Of course, as soon as everybody knew what it meant, then the stigma would automatically come back. Yeah, it's going to be hard to get away from it. It's tight. Okay. Well, this is remarkably weird. Polls show that 84% have disapproved of Congress. Lawmakers will return to Washington today to begin an election year work session with low expectations for any significant legislative action. The Washington Post ABC News poll shows that a record 84% of Americans disapprove of the job Congress is doing. So then we always say, well, we got to fix it. So then we say, okay, how do you fix it? Well, you put somebody else in there. And then you say, okay, we got to put somebody else in there. But you go, no, the guy we have in there is good. We like the person we have in there. It's with your person that's got to be replaced. You know, and then we go back and forth and back and forth. And we're kind of our own worst enemy when it comes to the people we elect, I think. We don't seem to ask for much. And we don't get it. Only 16% of the people in the country think they are. Okay, well, that ought to explain some stuff right there. We're going to do CBS News here in half a minute, so we're looking for that. And then let's remind you that weather-wise, it's going to be cold and nasty on the Central Coast. Temps in the 60s pretty much in San Luis Obispo area and five cities, then going down to the 50s in the 20s overnight. And then we're going to have a chance of showers on Friday, rain Saturday, rain Sunday, which has been a long time coming. But anyway, if we're going to have can we get rid of the cold thing if we're going to have the rain? I mean, you know, we have to have a trade-off. We have to have some kind of fairness here because we're used to this balmy weather.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes, the lawyer for the captain of the luxury cruise ship Costa Concordia. Says the judge refused to let Francesco Scatino go free, but will allow him to be held in house arrest. That captain is in a world of trouble, as just publicized tape recordings of the captain and the Coast Guard commander made clear today.
He's ordered back on the ship, and the Coast Guard says there are already dead corpses. Move. And the captain of the cruise liner says, how many dead are there? He doesn't know what's going on his own ship, exactly the opposite to what you would expect, and basically what his duty is.
CBS's Alan Pizzi. Five more bodies recovered today. 11 are known dead. 24 people still unaccounted for. How much tax did Mitt Romney pay last year?
What's the effective rate I've been paying? Well, it's probably closer to the 15% rate than anything, because my last 10 years, my income comes overwhelmingly from investments made in the past rather than ordinary income.
Romney says he expects to release his returns around tax time if he becomes the Republican candidate for president. Syria says it absolutely rejects any plan by the Arab League to send troops into the country, which is another way of saying they'd fight over that. Comments from President Obama on the situation there.
Unfortunately, we're continuing to see unacceptable levels of violence. inside that country.
Rebels who occupy the hillside resort of Zabadani have so far withstood 5 days of tank and mortar fire from Syrian government forces. The sectarian schism in Iraq gets deeper. The Shiite-dominated cabinet has suspended Sunni-backed ministers who've boycotted the parliament over the arrest warrant on terrorism charges of one of their number. Officials in Iraq say now that the U.S. troops are gone, the risk of full civil war grows ever greater. Medical experts are meeting for 2 days to lay out an approach to finding a cure for Alzheimer's by 2025. Murali Doraswamy at Duke University.
In order to implement it, I think the national plan has to have teeth and it has to have adequate funding.
Wikipedia plans to black out its English version at midnight in opposition to this proposed new anti-piracy online law.
The reaction to Wikipedia's planned 24-hour protest ranges from those who plan to take action.
Yeah, it does make a point, because I personally do rely a lot on Wikipedia.
To others who say it won't amount to much without major sites like Facebook or Google.
Given that it's just Wikipedia, I don't see the benefit of doing it.
Supporters of the legislation, like the recording industry, say it would help crack down on online piracy, but opponents say the legislation's too broad and goes too far. Jim Melworth, CBS News, Philadelphia.
You may remember the lawsuit filed by Jesse Dimmick, who was upset because the couple he held hostage in Kansas turned him in. He claimed he had a legally binding moral contract with them. He'd given them the money if they would hide him from the police. Then they went and escaped on him and called the police. The judge has thrown out that lawsuit. On Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points, NASDAQ up about 17, oil more than $100 a barrel. This is CBS News.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're in tech, you should be on Dice. Dice.com is all about connecting the best tech professionals with the job they want. Dice.com has over 80,000 of the hottest jobs in tech, from game developer to software engineer or Oracle DBA. You can find tech jobs from the companies you want to work for, like Adobe, Dell, and eBay. Download our mobile app at dice.com/mobile. Get started with Dice.com, the career hub for tech.
No missing link, but those are priceless Darwin artifacts discovered.
Paleontologist Howard Falcon Lang stumbled upon the dusty old cabinet at the British Geological Survey last April. Inside was a collection of more than 300 glass slides of plant fossils.
Almost the first one I pulled out was labeled C. Darwin, Esquire, so I immediately knew that I'd discovered something of quite great historical importance.
The slides were collected by a botanist friend of Charles Darwin's in 1846, but were never entered in the Institute's official files. Small wonder, says Falcon Lang. In 1846, few had heard of Charles Darwin. His theory of evolution wouldn't be published for another 9 years. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It's only the fifth time rocks from Mars have been confirmed to have landed on Earth. Scientists say some meteorite chunks that landed in Morocco came from Mars. NASA studied 15 pounds of meteorite. Largest chunk weighed about a kilo and confirmed they are Martian. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx? When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Thank you.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Want to improve office morale around the break room? Are you tired of hearing employees grumble about bad office coffee? There's an easy solution to this. Invite Slow Roasted Coffee's office service into your business. They're your local coffee company that features fair trade, certified, organically grown coffees roasted daily and delivered fresh to you, so you can taste the difference. For 24 years now, this locally owned and operated family business has been serving the Central Coast. Slow Roasted Coffee believes customer service really does matter, which is why they provide 24-hour customer care. Slow Roasted Coffee's office service is perfect for the workplace, as well as restaurants and lodging facilities. You'll never have a bitter cup of coffee again. Consistency, freshness, and convenience is what you'll enjoy when you call Slow Roasted Coffee's office service. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. Coffee, the original energy drink.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Six-year-old Raj Suri is not in the restaurant business, but he might be responsible for how we all dine in the future. And you can thank him or blame him, depending on your point of view. The MIT Dropout has invented a tablet for restaurants that allows people to browse an electronic menu, order meals, and pay without ever having to wait for the waiter.
It improves the guest experience, right? Because guests now have control over their experience. They don't have to wait for anyone. They can go at their own pace. You never are caught, if you want an extra drink, you can put in the order straight away.
How do you want it?
Medium well.
It's already happening at Cafe Calafia in the heart of Silicon Valley. Each table has its own tablet, which also includes games for children, pictures of the food to give you a better idea of what you're ordering, and a built-in credit card swiper so you don't have to wait for the bill.
Why wait when there's technology out there, that can make life faster, right?
Presto from start to finish. In fact, Presto is what they call this system. It's been introduced in about 300 restaurants nationwide. Suri's company called E La Carte leases the system for a fee ranging from $100 to $200 a month.
Before that, they actually make thousands of dollars in revenue from extra sales, from speeding up table turns and all this type of thing.
And then I also have a salad stand.
In each of these restaurants, the tablet is optional, meaning you can still order the old-fashioned way from a human being. But it does have the potential to be a job killer.
If a restaurant wanted to, they could replace their waiting staff and just have food servers take the waiter out.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility. But I think the more likely possibility is that there are less waiters, maybe 20% less. Maybe the worst waiters are not there anymore, but the best waiters still are. And so even those existing waiters actually make higher tips because they have more tables.
The orders go right up to the screen on the line.
Charlie Ayers, the owner of this cafe, became a believer when he visited restaurants that were using tablets in Europe and Asia.
Many people say this is not hospitable whatsoever. This is the greatest example of hospitality. When a staff member can't get to you on time, I've now empowered you, the guest, to be able to order and get in and out on your time now.
As for customers, the ones we talked to liked it.
I think it's really convenient. I like having it. I can get in and out whenever I want, especially on a quick lunchtime when I'm working. As any device like this, you know, it makes people lose a little touch with reality and our surroundings and be less social. But I think other than that, it's a great tool.
Well, there you go then. Okay, which brings up an interesting discussion all the time that you have here, you know. And that is, so they're going to have, wait, you're supposed to go away. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, so here's the thing right now. So now they have these this restaurant, and I guess they do it in Europe a lot, and now we're going to see what's going to start to take off in the U.S. And so they have the iPad there on the thing, a special iPad. And then you order up your food and everything, and you sit down, you order your food, and then somebody brings it to you. Now, it was interesting what the guy had to say. He said, you know, the really good waiters you can keep and wait staff, waiters, waitresses. Can I just say waiter for waitress and waitress, waiter and waitress? Can I just say that? I'll say waitress. I don't care. Waitress. So the waitering person. So they say, well, they'll get higher tips, you know, because they get more turnover of the tables and all that kind of stuff. Now here's where it gets dicey. You have this business about being waited on, and what does that mean? And being waited on to me, where you're going to give a 15% to 20% tip, is when somebody takes your order, they bring you your food, they bring you your bill. And then that's what you're tipping them on. Now you have these new things that are all these different compromises of that, and it's awkward to me in its own way. For instance, it's awkward as far as tipping. It's not awkward as far as eating. If you go to Moe's, you order first, you pay first, and they give you a little piggy with a number on it, and then you sit down at the table, and they come out with your food, but somebody brings it to you. They bring you your food. And so, you know, they have a tip jar up at the front counter, which I always tip, you know, but I don't tip as much as I would tip if I was waited on. Then you have tip jars in places where the people are just doing their job. And then you say to yourself, well, that's kind of weird. You know, you don't see a tip jar out front for me. You know what I'm saying? So it gets interesting about this tipping affair. You know, when do you do it? How much do you do it? Depending on what kind of service you get. What happens when you get this sort of semi-service and all that kind of stuff. Very interesting. And I do tell you what I do. I do this, though, because I can't help it. There's no sense in a person who's the person. There's no person for that to make an extra trip. So I always, when I see them, they're going to bring my bill. I get my Visa card out or whatever I'm going to pay with. I say, here, you can just go ahead and take that with you. I don't have to see the bill first because I'm going to see the bill anyway. I mean, so if I see a mistake, then fine, I'll get hold of the person again. But otherwise, I mean, there's two things to that. One, I don't want them to make the extra trip. And two, I don't really want to wait. And when I pay, I'm ready to go. I'm out of it. So I find this very interesting how they're doing this. I still find the tipping part is going to be interesting to know what they're saying that they tip people in this situation. So I don't know. Speaking of not knowing something, but this is one particular thing. I was watching NBC today, and they had a fascinating story on it. And I can't forgive me for not remembering. I thought it would be here. I'd find it easy, but I didn't find it easy. So anyway, that's fine. I can't tell you what state or what school it is, and so forgive me for that. But here they have a dozen high school girls who have all of a sudden developed Tourette-like syndrome, and they're in bad shape. So at Tourette syndrome, if you are not familiar, is where you have involuntary movement of your limbs. You know, they all of a sudden something will just kind of wig out, and you can't control it. And the involuntary sounds, you'll make sounds or start to talk or say a word or something, you know, just whatever. And you don't mean to do it. It just comes out. So what's interesting is what they did was, of course, they first environmentally checked the place and said, okay, is there anything in the building that could possibly have done this to this dozen girls? And they checked that, and they had nothing. Now, what's weird is, to me, now maybe they just didn't have time to tell me or something, I don't know. The next obvious thing to be to me that would be, and they've never said a word about it, would be, what's the next common denominator of these 12 individuals? Is there anything else in common they all share? Anything? You know, are they Facebook buddies? Are they iPhone people? Are they whatever? You know what I'm saying? Do they text each other? Now, and that may sound like, well, that's kind of, but that would, the reason I say that is they had one of the doctors, the doctor, the shrinky doctor on, and the shrinky doctor and the two mothers were looking at this woman aghast, like, don't you think we've already checked for that? Anyway, the psychiatrist person was saying it could be psychosomatic, that, you know, this is a thing where you actually have it, but it's all in your head. Well, how do a dozen girls get that in their head all at the same time? Perhaps they were all traumatized by a movie that had someone with Tourette's syndrome in it? I don't know. They didn't say. They never got around to saying, well, here's something we know that all these girls have in common. Anyway, it's screwing up their lives, as you can imagine, terribly. Because they've got all kinds of funny things going on. Anyway, I don't know. It's very strange. And my wife's sitting there next to me going, it's the drugs. It's the drugs. So did they ask him? You know, did they really get down to it and say, okay, did any of you all take the same thing? Did you have a party? Did you do something? You know? I've had an experience with Thai rum once that was not good. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you, that got me on the wagon, Thai rum. Because it made your brain not work right. You know what I mean? You didn't have funny movements, but your brain, you just couldn't think things through. And so I this happened overseas, and I went to the doctor and I said, Doc, I got to tell you, I had a chug-a-lug contest with a guy with this Thai rum, and my brain isn't working right. And he goes, first he said to me, I was drinking and I had to sing, my brain's not working right. What's going on? He said, what were you drinking? I said, rum. He said, from Thailand. I go, yeah. He goes, don't touch it again. I go, what's up? He goes, we don't know what's in it, but we know it's doing strange things to people's noodles. I said, is it going to go? I mean, of course, at that point, I panicked. I said, is it going to go away? So, yeah, it'll be okay in a couple of days, but, you know, for a couple of days, you'll be a little bit dull. Then I got on the radio years later and found out, you know, what it can mean to be dull, you know, and see the lights brighten as the radios turn off sometimes. So I'm trying not to be that, if I can. I'm trying to find the interesting stories. I'm trying to find the stories we want to hear. I'm trying to talk about the things we want to talk about. I'm trying right here. Now, here is there's a letter. Maybe it's in. Let me take one last shot. Okay, give me 1 second. Maybe it's in here. Maybe I can find it. I can find it during the break, I suppose, but I want to see if I can find it right now. If it's not here, I don't know where I saw it. I know where I saw it. I just don't know when I saw it. There it is right here. Very well said. Here's what led me to this? I don't know. Something else led me to this. But here's a letter from Jim Vint of Napomo. And I want to second that emotion because I think he's entirely correct with this letter. And I think it's worth sharing with you. He says, recent letters to the editor about the Occupy movement show many people think the purpose of a business is to provide jobs for people. This simply isn't true. Men and women start businesses to fill a market need, real or perceived, like a la carte there, and to make money from the activity. The business provides a product or service, and if the business is successful, it grows. If it isn't successful, it fails. If the business grows, the owner makes money, and as the growth continues, there's a real likelihood the owner will hire people to assist in production, assist in producing those products or services, thus providing jobs. Many people think that the purpose of business is to provide jobs, but business's only purpose is to provide something consumers want to buy and provide that at profit. Providing jobs for people is a side benefit, not the goal of the business. Which is absolutely true. You know, that's absolutely true. Now, I know what led me to get into that. It's this thing in the paper today. This is our shortened version of the trim there. And this was this. State, and that's not it. Oh, yeah, here it is. State takes lead with charger rules. Now, you're going to say, Bill, what you're talking about showing things that plug into the wall and charge? Here's the point, though. This was written by the Sacramento Bee. Once again, the California Energy Commission has taken an important step to cut wasteful electricity use while the rest of the country lags in segments of industry squawk. Things like razors and power tools and industrial equipment such as battery-powered forklifts, the rules are expected to save consumers. Oh, they're required to turn themselves off, the chargers. They'll save consumers $300 million a year, conserve enough electricity to power the city the size of Bakersfield, and remove 1 million metric tons of greenhouse gas from the air, the equivalent of taking about 75,000 cars off the road. The new rules will take effect in 2013. Now, so they say this is a great idea, and we should do it. California's per capita consumption has been flat for three decades, while energy demand has grown 50% in the rest of the country. So we're actually, you know, we're doing good stuff here in what we're doing in California, but we can do more. That's what they're saying. But here's the thing. They're like, what are these people dragging their feet and squawking for when this can do this wonderful thing? Okay. I don't know. I have to tell you the truth. The next thing I'm going to say to you, I know nothing about. I know nothing about. But I'll pose the question, and then maybe the Tribune can answer it for me somewhere. Let's say industry came along, the EPA came along and said, you know what? The ink that you use on your newspapers that's being recycled in the dumps is not healthy stuff. You know what I mean? We need biodegradable ink. You need to use biodegradable ink. Now, maybe they do. I have no idea. Let's just say. So they biodegradable ink. And then the newspaper said, that would cost us three times as much. Now, so obviously, if you did that to somebody, they'd complain. They'd say, wait a minute, if I have to spend that much more money to provide this product, then I'm going to screw myself. Or you're going to screw me, tell you. So it's the same thing, kind of, isn't it? So you can understand why businesses under great duress right now are trying to achieve some level of success and keep the doors open and make money and keep people employed accidentally. And yet, so legislation's passed. They say, this would be a good thing, this would be a good thing, this would be a good thing. But if you're the business that it affects, it may be a good thing. I mean, you know, altruistically, it may be a wonderful thing. But very directly, it may be a tragedy. I think it needs to be considered. And I think you consider going to Swiss Dental Center and Dr. Carol Phillips if you have your teeth are all wacky up. If you're missing teeth, the important thing in the whole wide world is, let's say you're missing teeth. Molars seem to go a lot, people. And you don't have many opposing teeth. Well, that you don't eat right, you know. You don't chew right. Your food doesn't digest right. You get bloated and gaseous, and you're just a big mess. But if you have opposing teeth, which she can put in, then, hey. You can have that steak that you want to get from Spencer's Fresh Market.
Subaru drivers are curious folks, so naturally, the people who come into Rancho Grande Subaru ask about the Subaru Forester and its impact on the environment. We proudly tell them that every Subaru is built in a zero landfill plant, meaning that it produces absolutely zero landfill waste. How? It's simple. Excess metal is recycled. Packing material isn't used just once. It's reused again and again. In fact, so much recycling goes on at the Subaru plant, there's even a special place for you to put your chewing gum. And no, it's not under a table. If you have questions about a Subaru Forester, come by Rancho Grande Subaru in San Luis Obispo. We'll be happy to give answers. Right now, lease a 2012 Forester, $299 a month, for 36 months, with $2199 due at signing. Or get 0.9% APR financing on some Subaru Foresters. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Call 1-800-SUBARU-3 for lease details or stop by Rancho Grande Motors, 1404 Auto Parkway, off Los Osos Valley Road, San Luis Obispo.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
And you're with Bill. Hey, we're listening to the Jazz Masters today. That's who's doing our music, and I always like the Jazz Masters. I think they're just hot, hot. That's what I'm saying, too. All right, you're with Bill Talkers, Chief Friends and Neighbors Network. Okay, I'm trying to think of the other things that are going on. Those other crazy things. They had this big, huge thing in the paper on Sunday about the tour of duty ends for the camp's aging barracks. More than 650 1940s-era buildings, once noisy and alive with the coming and going of U.S. troops, will be demolished beginning this summer in a $20 million project that will clear away years of now silent history. What if you could put the homeless in there? I mean, there's a big issue, though, because they got asbestos and they got lead paint. Now, I was in the Navy, and all the ships were asbestos and lead painted, so... I was okay, I think I'm okay. I don't know. And I can't remember the number exactly in metric tons. I think it's like 50-ish for an aircraft carrier. The paint alone on an aircraft carrier weighs like 50 tons. And so what you constantly are doing, because they have to have something for you to do anyway, is you're chipping the paint. They have a little hammer with a chipping hammer that won't, it's softer than the steel you're banging on. And so the paint chips away, and then you throw it over the side. And I don't know if they still do that now. I have no idea what they do with waste now on ships. You know, used to everything went over the side or off the back of the ship, garbage, trash, all that stuff. Went paint, all that stuff. Anyway. Times have changed, I guess. I'm sure somehow. All right, is there anything else I want to tell you about in the Tribune today? I think I covered it. I think I pretty much... Wait. They have this Consumer Electronics Show, which I have to admit would be fun to go to. It would be fun to see all this stuff. But it has three football fields of stuff. Boy, I'd have to have some means of transportation, though. But they have a motorized seatless unicycle, a video game you control with your eyes, and a mind-reading headset that serves as a game controller were among the more bizarre gadgets being shown off the ship. So here's the solo wheel. Picture a unicycle without a frame or a saddle, and you have a solo wheel. Okay, add this to the picture. Footboards fold off from the wheel. To right, you stand on the footboards and straddle the wheel. Lean forward, and the wheel engages the battery-powered electric motor that can send it, and hopefully its rider, zooming along at 10 miles an hour. The wheel has a gyroscope that helps keep it upright, like a Segway. Then they have the Airbrain, H-A-I-E-R, Hairbrain Wave. The Chinese appliance company brought this wireless mind-reading headset to the show and demonstrated how it could be used to control the TV set. It holds one sensing pad to the wearer's forehead and another that clips onto an earlobe. The big limitation is that the mind-reading capability, actually just measurements of brainwaves, is crude. It can only be used to sense if the user wants something to go up or down. Oh, that's unbelievable. iAsteroids, continuing on the theme of controlling electronics without moving, Swedish company Tobili, I guess that's how you say it, brought its iControl arcade game to the show. To play, you stand in front of it and look at a screen where asteroids hurtle toward your battle station and shoots laser beams at the asteroids you look at, destroying them. So, yes, looks can kill. Here's Cigna Power Trek. It's an alternative to batteries, a fuel cell the size of a big sandwich powered by small, light pucks of a silicone-based material. It reduces hydrogen where water is added. The fuel cell is expensive at $200, but the pucks are cheap at $12 for three. Each puck will reduce the equivalent of 6 AA batteries of electricity. That means you can charge an iPhone twice. You're going to be selling the cell through outdoor retail at REI this spring. Who's it for? Campers, hermits, and others who need to go a long time without electricity. Okay. And sometimes you learn things in the darndest places. Isn't that true? Fine, that's true. So here is this is the Steve Alexander writes the tech Q&A column, and normally it's not something I want to share. It's like, okay, well, that's an interesting question. Okay. But here's an interesting thing. Joan from Morro Bay wrote this in. So I Googled myself and found three business connections listed for me that are completely false. I tried to write and call Google to get them removed, but haven't had any luck. How can I get these removed? You're largely on your own because there's a very limited list of items that Google removed from search results. They will remove, just so you know, an image of your handwritten signature, your bank account, credit card number, or social security number. After that, good luck. So you have to go to the original webmaster and web page and website and web everybody and say, this is what I want you to do, and then hope for the best. So that's what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. You've never Googled yourself, you should. You might be surprised at how you turn up in Google. Other people in the news. Oh, and you heard about Zappos. This shoes, are these shoes? Aren't these shoes? They, somebody got in and got all these account things, and it's just like, wow, account numbers, passwords. They didn't get credit card numbers, but they got a bunch of other stuff. So now they've reset every Zappo account and said you should change your password and every other thing that you have now. That would take some time, I think. Mm-hmm. And now there's new oversight, just, you know, the new oversight on cruise ships and how they're handled. Well, here's another thing they showed on TV. They have a place that you go to train skippers. And the first thing you have to do, I looked at this guy that's the Italian skipper, and then I think of the skippers on the cruise ships I've been on, and first you have to be handsome. Yeah. You know, if you're you're kind of just a doggy looking sea dog, then you're not gonna cut it as a captain. They want somebody that has a really nice presence about them. And then the next thing is you've got to be smart enough to make a ship work, and apparently this guy wasn't. But they have a training. It's a virtual thing, kind of like they train fighter pilots and all that kind of stuff. Same thing. That you have a ship with a 360-degree view, basically video view of entering every harbor in the world. They have almost every harbor in the world, and for ones that don't have, what do they call it? Generia. They have a one called Generia that has, you know, kind of rocks like this thing had close to shore. Got a bridge you have to go under in order to dock, all this kind of stuff. But they train people what to do if you run aground, what you're supposed to do, you know, which isn't run down the hallway and be the first person off the ship. It's to actually, you know, stay on the bridge and supervise other people from the bridge on what they're supposed to be doing. But somehow that failed in this particular case. It failed really bad, isn't that right? It really failed. All right, things are going on. Well, we mentioned that January and December were the driest we've had forever. Other things going on though. Oh, here, let's do one of these. Wait, before we get to that, I got something here I want to do. Because I'm not sure who this person is. But I guess maybe I'll recognize as soon as I see it. Piers and Chelsea Handler. Who's Chelsea Handler? Anyway, so this was a little thing that happened that was supposedly, I guess, was kind of funny. They'll be in 30 seconds.
Switch to a Fellows.
They'll be in 10 seconds.
For smooth, jam-free paper shredding every time. So step up to a Fellows, the world's toughest shredders.
Okay, you love your celebrity guests, and you love flirting with them, as we can see here.
You have a very rude demeanor when it comes to responding to what the guest is saying.
No, I'm
actually... We're supposed to engage all about you,
this. They wanted me to come and play you for a day, and so I'm being rude because that's how you
behave. But I don't do that.
Okay. Anyway...
I engage. Eye contact.
We have eye contact.
You're not interested.
It's not my fault if you're not staring at my eyes. Okay, so even though you're very flirtatious, you flirt with men and women. Men and women.
Does sex get better with age, do you think?
You tell us. You're the one that's taking Viagra.
As if you couldn't get any more sickening, being good-looking, super rich, incredibly successful, now smash it TV star.
It's good for my confidence.
Helen, take my tie. Set it on fire, baby.
You are like the absolute sort of personification of the modern-day sex symbol, aren't you?
Wow, where do we go from here?
I don't know, but I'm hoping somewhere nice.
Well, you flirt with men as equally as you do women. So what's that about?
It's about good interview technique.
Are you sure you're not just being a buffoon?
How do you even know what that word means?
Buffoon?
Yes.
Because I'm looking at one. What happens when you decide that you want to flirt with someone like Adam Levine or, I mean, I know when you have Oscar winners on,
That's just manly banter.
But no, that wasn't manly banter when you were talking to Josh Groban. I mean, your face was like lighting up like a cherub. I mean, you were very, very...
talented, handsome man.
Okay, but there's a line where a talented and handsome, I mean, I'm a woman. I've interviewed Adam and I didn't look like you.
Are you under the influence right now of any substances?
No, nothing. I'm under the influence of you.
Apart from the drug of doing this interview.
You.
Yes. That may not be the best influence.
I'll take it.
A lot of people attacked you for being too nice to Charlie Sheen, which, by the way, I was bumped for. Do you remember bumping me for Charlie Sheen?
Yes, one of my favorite moments of the year.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite moments, too.
We've just bounced it.
Yeah.
The last minute, too.
I was very excited because I didn't want to come here in the first place.
I remember. She's a character. All right, so she and Piers Morgan were going at it. I thought I'd just share that because I thought it was funny and cute. Now, let's see what else is going on here, Bill. What's not funny? What's not cute? What's just the way the world is, really? Okay. What the heck is it that the world wants you to know about? Now, this is one of the stranger tales right here. Brady Murphy's father is suing the coroner. The late actress is suing the Los Angeles Police Department. The father is suing the Los Angeles Police Department coroner's office for their investigation involving the daughter's death. In the lawsuit, Angelo Bertolotti claims that the police and Los Angeles coroner's office failed to properly investigate the circumstances surrounding the actress' untimely death 2 years ago. Coroner determined Murphy suffered from community-acquired pneumonia and iron deficiency anemia. Her death was ruled an accident. He believes Murphy's moldy home is to blame. Coroner's officials said they ruled out that possibility. Okay. Okay, now here's a story you don't hear about that often. Now here's an interesting thing. Here we had the ship's captain said, "I'm going to buzz the shore, and just give the people a thrill there on the shore," and heavens knows he did. Here the Dutch Air Force says two of its F-16 jet fighters tried to help police chase a suspect. Spokesman Olaf Spanje say the jets were about to leave Volkel Air Base on a training mission Thursday when they heard local police had requested a military jeep to chase a suspect over soggy terrain. Pilots volunteered to help search using their infrared cameras. You have to remember, they go really fast, though. It's kind of a problem. Anyways, Spanje conceded Friday it was a long shot. In the end, a tip from a suspicious neighbor and not a high-tech jet led the police to the suspect. Now, here's the other story. This is the story I want to tell you about. Officials at Cairo's International Airport confiscated 420 pounds of frozen cow brains on Friday after three Sudanese travelers who planned to sell them to Egyptian restaurants, authorities said. An airport official said it was the fourth time this week that customs officers had foiled an attempt to smuggle cow brains into the country, reflecting the growth of a money-making scheme made possible by some realities of international supply and demand. Cow brains are cheap in Sudan, and Egyptians like to eat them. A pound of raw cow brains bought in Sudan for less than a dollar can be resold in Egypt for six times as much. That meant Friday's haul could have earned more than $1,500. But do you have to be like an importer? Do you have to have a license? Is that what you're saying? If you choose to put 150 pounds of cow brains in your suitcase instead of clothes, I guess is a cow brain contraband? Guess so. I don't know. I'm trying to understand it. Okay. Other things that are going on. Our U.S. warns Iran not to block shipping the Gulf again. Okay. Feds track public opinion on Facebook. Government hired contractors to monitor social networks. Department of Homeland Security had paid contractors to monitor social networking sites such as Twitter, Facebook, and other blogs, and reader comments on mainstream news media articles for public reaction to major governmental proposals with Homeland Security implications. Is there a lot of those? The program had at times gone beyond an early warning system and also sought to capture political reactions to certain policy proposals. A department official said Friday that the program no longer produced such reports and now focuses exclusively on monitoring crises like hazardous materials spills. Okay, remember we had the story about the woman that was in love with the astronaut? I think she was having an affair with the astronaut. So she was in love with the astronaut. She drove miles and miles to confront him or something or do something to him. And she was wearing a diaper and everything. And it was a strange tale. Well, we have another one of these crazy NASA unusual, what are you talking about, tales going on. After the little thing goes around and around, it says loading. Which it should have already loaded because I had it loaded to begin with. So this is wife shoots and kills hubby's mistress. Moments after he reveals he's having an affair during marriage counseling. So much for marriage counseling. That worked for them, didn't work so well for the mistress. And this is Nancy Grace. So if we only get about a minute of it, because Nancy Grace does too much talking, then I can't abide the woman. So that's it. And it doesn't matter because it doesn't look like it's going to load in time anyway for today. Maybe for another day, another week, another month or year, we could have it. You're done? How long could you possibly take? This isn't like War and Peace. No, that could take a while to download again. But this? Nothing. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. appreciate that. I can't get that. Unless I, maybe if I, I'm not quite ready to give up. I might try. Wait, I just saw you. I might try to redo the whole thing. All right, here we go. Let's try to redo the whole thing and see what happens.
What if an entire car insurance company was thought up and built and run to save you money? What if that company was Esurance and this wasn't a hypothetical question? Could be coolish. Esurance. Click or call.
They had been married for years. He's an Air Force Colonel, Roscoe Griffin, who blurts out in the middle of marital counseling he's having an affair and he's not going to leave the mistress? Exactly, Nancy. There was no way he was going to leave the mistress. So the wife obviously got very upset. A few hours later, she goes to the mistress's home, rings the doorbell. The mistress lets her in. She's within 4 feet from the mistress and fires 3 shots, Nancy. Okay, Bonnie, what I don't understand is, A, how far away did the mistress live? How do I know? Here's a shot of the wife. They had been married for years and years, had grown children. How did she know how to find the mistress? How did she know who the mistress was? And how do we know she's the one that shot the mistress? Break it down. Okay, well, we understand that she did know who the mistress was. Again, in counseling, the husband, they had a whole big therapy session, and the husband said she was not going to leave the mistress, and that's when the wife went to her house. Well, it's my understanding there was an ID of the wife. She was let into the home, started a conversation with the victim, and suddenly out of nowhere pulls out a gun and opens fire, then calls her husband and says, there, there you go.
Take that to bed. Okay, well, that's kind of one of those real weird stories you hear about from now on, time to time. Okay, so there it was. And then you look at the pictures of the different people involved in that thing, and you think to yourself, well, the husband, you know, what were you thinking? Okay, I don't know. That's amazing. All right, so much for marriage counseling. All right, anything else? Anything else we need to know about today? There's a picture of a cow. Show its brains. We want to see its brains. There's a black Angus cattle. Right there. Okay. It's eating hay because they're talking about the weather. And because a lack of rains means less grass on which they can graze, so they got to eat hay. And hay is for horses, as you know. Okay. A homeless teen up for a science prize gets a house for her family. Donations pouring in, and a county finds a subsidized home for finalists in an Intel contest. Samantha Garvey and her family have been living in the shelter for several days when they got word the 17-year-old aspiring marine biologist had made it to the semifinals of the prestigious National Intel Science Competition. Now with donations coming in and the county finding them rent-subsidized housing, she'll again be able to do her homework at a home. It's not just the most amazing thing you could ask for, the diminutive Garvey said at a news conference Friday, surrounded by her parents and brothers and sister, and a cadre of politicians, of course, and school officials. We're all in tears here. How special is that? How special is that? How great is that? But I had a friend, and you're going to say, why would he be your friend, Bill? You know, being that you were just a clown around when you were in school. I don't know. I don't know why he got a kick out of me, I guess. But I had a friend, Peter, in high school, and he, his mother was a little bit out there. But anyway, they take these old homes, and this is in Pennsylvania. An old home in Pennsylvania is built in the 1700s, 1800s. So they take these old homes, the home that Peter was in when I met him, they had gone in and had to shoot the animals out. There was raccoons and possums and squirrels living in the house. So that's how dilapidated the house was. So then they slowly started to fix it up. You know, they started to fix it up. So, it wasn't like they were trying to make a killing on the thing. They just gave her mother, her mom was kind of neurotic and needed something to do, I guess I could say. But anyway, here's the point. So for a good school year, they had no electricity. Honest. And Peter would do his homework by the light coming from the coal furnace. And Peter was a straight-A student.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. This'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Life's a counterfeit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's the joke, it's true. You see, it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember the last laugh is on you.
It's people that are really good at it, really good at it. Hey, thanks for joining me on this Tuesday. We'll get to get, don't forget two tacos for a buck at Spencer's right now, because you might have one, a snack or something. I had lunch. And then let's get together tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll get together at noon o'clock. Until then, hail your trails, be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails.